This weekend, the Grammys will celebrate its 61st year. The annual event is an important day on musical calendars the world over, with artists, producers, managers, musicians, and fans all casting their eyes to downtown Los Angeles on Sunday night. Functioning as one of, if not the biggest celebration of the last 12 months of music, the Grammys represent an exciting time for those in the business. According to music journalists like John Chappell from IQ magazine, award shows largely have the invention of streaming to credit for the appreciation.
They are very much a celebration of everything the music industry has achieved that year, and I think when the industry was kind of in the doldrums a little bit before streaming rescued everything, I think there was a bit of a melancholic feel about them when no one was selling any records.
After the awards air, artists can expect a huge boost in interest, if for nothing else than the fact that they've been brought to the attention of the masses.
I mean, you get the Grammy bounce for artists after the awards ceremony. Their streams normally shoot through the roof. Some of them announce new tours. Because if someone does an amazing performance at an awards ceremony, then people do take notice of them.
But for all the good the Grammys does for the industry, it isn't without its controversy. Like many award shows, many of its critics highlight a distinct lack of diversity when it comes to its winners. To try and alleviate this problem, this year Recording Academy bosses have set up a specialist diversity task force. It's earned praise from some, but others working in the industry say more needs to be done to effect genuine change in such a male-dominated musical world. Grace Goslin champions women in music in her work with her magazine, The Femme Collective. For her, the industry is too far gone for such simple measures to work.
In terms of like representation, there'll be massive room for error, and there always is, because at the end of the day you're representing like a really, really small niche part of the music industry. You're representing people that are getting number one albums and like known really commercially. It doesn't necessarily cater to people that are doing just as well, but in different areas. It kind of caters to the like Kanye West and Taylor Swifts of the world.
Instead, Grace thinks we might do better to work from the ground up.
The Grammys is such a big scale thing to think about, but in terms of actual progressive change, I think it always starts in small communities. It always starts with like grassroots promoters putting on acts that they believe in. It's up to people that are promoting to diversify a lineup. It's easy to do. There's so much excuse, like there's not enough talent around that's diverse, which we hear all the time.
With high-profile performances from the likes of Dua Lipa, Janelle Monáe and Diana Ross scheduled, all eyes will be on the Grammys on Sunday night. All that remains to be seen now is just how successful this year's Diversity Task Force has been. Molly Long, City News.